On the surface, drag performance can seem like nothing more than playing with costumes and lip-syncing. But there's more to it than that, a lot more. I recently spoke with three women making a name for themselves on the drag scene in South Central Indiana, all graduate students in the Gender Studies program at Indiana University.
Josie Limbaugh.
Katie Schweighofer.
Jenna Basilaire.
But on certain evenings, they're better known by these names.
BJ Brinker.
Richie.
Jameson.
Along with four other performers, they are the Gender Studs, Bloomington's drag king troupe. They're celebrating their one-year anniversary as a group this month. Schweighofer and Basilaire both performed drag before coming to Bloomington, but that wasn't the case for Limbaugh.
This is actually my first troupe. Previously, I had gone out to bars dressed masculinely and with facial hair and kind of played with gender in that way, but this is really the first time that I had turned it into a spectacle performance.
When preparing a performance, Limbaugh says she starts with the song. From there, she creates the look and the story behind her performance.
And depending on the king or the song, it could be something more akin to a narrative, or it could be something that seems simple and just standing up there and singing a song, but in many ways is quite complicated and difficult to draw the audience in when you are just relying on your own charisma.
That's not really singing. They're lip-syncing on stage. But that's not to say that makes drag performance any less involved than any other sorts of performance.
We're putting a lot of thought and energy into not just sort of what the clothing is that we're going to be wearing on stage, but also the ways in which we're going to move our bodies, the facial expressions, the actual person, mm-hmm. and have that have meaning behind it.
I do think a lot of people believe that, like, drag kings are just like lesbians who are going on stage in their normal clothes and dancing around. It's not as obvious the work we put into our performances because we don't have the sequins and the wigs and the eye makeup and all of those really clear markers of costume.
Yeah. But they do put on facial hair, and binding their chests involves a high threshold of pain, ace bandages, and sometimes, yes, duct tape.
It's not comfortable at all, but it's the same kind of discomfort that femmes get when they're putting a corset on, when women who are wearing high heels mm-hmm. walk around all day. Mm-hmm. Like, this is sort of constraining and shaping your body to fit a certain gendered image. And kings do it just like everybody else.
Drag performance, whether it be kings or queens, can elicit strong reactions from observers. Laughter, cheers, discomfort, perhaps even hatred. Basilaire says it's provocative because it makes us see the world in a different way.
We still rely very much on these two very defined genders as a way to read people and as a way to know how to interact with the people around us.
And drag challenges those expectations. Schweighofer added that they're not up there trying to trick anyone into believing they're men.
But what we're counting on is that the audience is reading the different overlays of gender happening in the performance. Mm-hmm. And that's entertaining, whether it's funny or sad or romantic or sexy.
Another aspect of the Gender Studs performances is what Basilaire calls bio-drag. In a recent show, her king persona, Jameson, donned a wig and imitated Cher.
It's one of the ways in which we're really trying to push the boundaries of what a drag king is or what drag performers with female bodies do, because it's a different aspect, right? It's not what's expected. It's something else, but it's in the context of a drag king show, so it's really recognized as part of that performance.
And it's equally performative.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So
absolutely.
Just because we happen to have breasts, if we put on a giant bra and a big long flowy wig, like, that is still drag for us. Mm-hmm. And so there is still gender that we are playing with and manipulating there in very much the same ways as when we put on mustaches and ties.
Yeah, that was the first time I had put on an underwire bra in like 6 years.
BJ Brinker, Richie, and Jameson, better known as Josie Limbaugh, Katie Schweighofer, and Jenna Basilaire. You can find out more about the Gender Studs on our website, wfiu.org/arts.